Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Continuing on into 2 Corinthians 3, we did 8 and 9 yesterday. 10 says, "For even that which was made glorious had no glory in this respect by reason of the glory that excelleth." And we talked about that which had glory was the old covenant. Actually, that which was written and engraven in stones, the Ten Commandments, called the ministry of death and the ministry of condemnation. It had glory, but its glory was nothing compared to the glory of what Paul called the ministry of the Spirit and the ministry of righteousness. One is old covenant, one is new covenant. So I pick up verse 11, try to cover a few more. If that which is done away was glorious, much more that which remains is glorious. Notice, not that which is being done away. We're not getting rid of being bound to the law, but rather that which is done away is the Ten Commandments and the law. Now, are the Ten Commandments and the law bad? No. In fact, they're just, holy, and good. But they are non-applicable for your righteousness. Notice what I said. They are non-applicable for your righteousness. Are they still God's standard? Sure. But can you live up to the standard? No. And even if you think you can, Jesus came along and said you can't. Jesus looked at a group of people in the book of Matthew, and he picked two of the commandments that almost everybody in the world is pretty sure they've kept. Thou shalt not commit adultery, and thou shalt not kill. Jesus picked those two out because he knew that almost everybody in the crowd would be thinking, well, I can keep that one. Jesus said, oh, you think you can keep thou shalt not commit adultery? Well, I say to you, if you've ever looked upon a woman and lusted after in her heart, you already committed adultery. You know what Jesus was saying? You think you can keep it because you haven't actually went out and committed this sin. But the problem is sometimes you haven't committed it because you haven't been given the opportunity. In your own mind, you've already committed it. So what's the difference? Then he goes on to kill. Most people there never have killed anyone. Most people could say, well, I can keep thou shalt not kill. That's easy. Jesus said, have you ever hated your brother without cause? Then you've murdered him. James would go on to talk about how your tongue was a murderer. So Jesus was saying, basically, you haven't even kept that one. You think because you haven't actually stuck a knife in someone's chest that you haven't killed anyone. He said, you can't keep that. So the law for your righteousness is passed away, thank God. It's passed away in Christ. Christ is the one who has kept it. Verse 12 of 2 Corinthians 3. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. And the word plainness in the Greek is boldness. Seeing that we have such hope in Christ, that's the righteousness of the Spirit and the ministry of righteousness, then we use great boldness of speech. There's a colon at the end of your verse in the King James verse 12. It's going to show you that the bold speech is coming up in verse 13. Now watch how bold, man, if you've ever heard a bold preacher in your life, I don't know if you've ever heard a bold preacher any more bold than what Moses is about to do. What Paul's about to do about Moses. Let's read 12 and 13 together. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great boldness in our speech, not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. Did you catch that? Paul said, look, I have such hope in the ministry of righteousness that I'm going to be very bold in the way I talk to you, unlike Moses. Wow. Unlike Moses. Moses knew the glory that he had was fading away, so he didn't speak boldly. He didn't speak at all. He stuck a veil up over his face so no one could see that which was fading away, no one could steadfastly look upon that which is fading away. In other words, Moses didn't speak boldly about the glory he saw on top of Sinai because by the time he got to the bottom of Sinai, the glory was fading away. I used to think that Moses put a veil over his face because the light was so bright it burned your eyes out. Wrong. Paul said Moses put the veil over his face because he didn't have hope in that glory and he knew that it was vanishing and he didn't want anybody to know that it was going away, that there was a glory that was fading as he came down the mountain. Praise God, we don't have to worry about that now. The glory of righteousness in the Spirit never fades. For years I've been feeding on this finished work message, and it's just as awesome today as it was the first day it came into my heart. No glory fades in the ministry of His righteousness.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.